Let's sing together, "Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus." In the heart he implanteth a song. It might be 306. Number 306.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We
Jesus, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you are wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's also sing number 41. Number 41. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise. We're thankful to you this morning, dear Lord. We bless your name because you're good and because you're merciful and because your truth endures to all generations. And so, Lord, accept our thanks. Accept our worship and our praise, dear Lord, for who you are, for what you have done, and for what you continue to do. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, of coming this way, this joyful way, this way of rejoicing. Help us, we pray. Assist us to proclaim. Oh, dear Lord, that we might worship in spirit and in truth. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You are good, O Lord, and you are merciful, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Number 32. Let us sing if you need the words. It goes something like this. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Yes.
We pray for the whole camp again this morning, Lord, that you will bless the camp, that you will bless the cottage in their devotions this morning. Lord, help them to understand the lesson that is being taught. And more than understand it in their head, we pray that it'll drop down into their hearts, that seeds will be planted today, Lord. Dear Jesus, as these children receive and drink in that word of God, we pray, Lord, that it will take root. Dear Father, this day, teach them, teach them. You teach them, Lord. Dear Jesus, young as they are, they can understand. They can understand you, your ways, and your love, and what you have done for them, and what you want to do for them. And so we pray that you'll bless the counselors there in the cottage. Give them faith. Fill them afresh. Anoint them for the ministry that they have to do this day. We pray that for the village, Lord, in their meeting now, as they gathered and are seeking you and hearing your word this morning, Lord. We pray that you will meet them.
Yes,
meet them. Come to them.
Yes,
you are the great I am.
Yes,
Lord, we pray that you reveal yourself in all the various aspects of who you are. Oh, Lord, we pray that these boys will experience Jesus in that way. Save every one of them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, if there are those that don't know you and have not yet given their hearts to you, we pray that before they get the week out, Lord, before this day is finished, today, Lord, is a day of salvation. And we pray that you will work in these souls this day, Lord, and glorify your name throughout the whole camp and these grounds, in this meeting, in our end of camp. Have your way, Lord. Come to us and meet us this morning, throughout the day. Oh, Lord, continue your work and be glorified. Live out your life in every one of us. We thank you for it. We pray for those that look this way, Lord, those that may have been here. Lord, we pray that you'll bless those who've come through camp, those who maybe would like to have been and couldn't come and are not able to be here,
Lord.
Those in physical need or trials of some sort at this time that are looking for help from you, that are on our hearts, we bring them to the throne of grace.
Yes.
We pray for them, Lord, that you'll stretch out your hand, that you'll minister healing, Lord, wisdom, strength, whatever it is that they need. You are all that we need, and we pray that out of your fullness, our family of God, here or not, Lord, they might receive out of that fullness grace upon grace. So we thank you for it, and we ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you read. Did you read the devotional this morning? I know you did. I hope you did. Were you awake when you read it? That was a while ago now, a couple hours at least. And did any of you read it this morning? Maybe you did. Those devotionals are on that little table back there, and they're on the little table as you go either entrance. Not that way, but that way and that way. You can grab one of those devotionals, and you can read along with us from day to day. Now, this would be, what day? We lose track of time when you're at camp. That's a good thing. They just tell me when to go home. That's all I know. Some of them tell me sooner than others. But today is Wednesday. The first Wednesday, yes. First Wednesday. And so if you look at that one, I think it starts, the bold letters in the top of it, I think I remember those. It said something like, praise is a habit. Is that what it says? Praising the Lord is a habit. Habits, are they good? Habits, good to get into habits? Well, good habits are good, bad habits are bad. So if you have a bad habit, you don't want to. But praise, yeah, it's a habit. We do it habitually. That's why it's a habit. But I hope we don't do it aimlessly or mindlessly because it's a habit. It can be a tradition. It can be just something that we do because that's what we do. So you get into church and you say a bunch of hallelujahs, praise the Lord, and you've done your duty, or you sing a bunch of songs, and that's really not praising the Lord. I mean, it can qualify, and you can check the box, and I guess you can say, I did it, I praised the Lord, but that's really not what praise is all about. And that's not what praising the Lord is all about, according to what the scriptures say. Before we open our Bibles and we look into the Word of God, I just want to make sure that I get this in. Now, I'm sorry for those of you. Now, nobody showed up, I don't think, maybe one person. To staff prayer, guest prayer yesterday, that wasn't. You remember, I made mention of it at lunchtime. Staff prayer and guests, we really want you to come. So guests, come if you can to staff prayer at 4:15. And then at about 2:30, I got wind of the fact that there is no staff prayer because the bus is coming, the kids are coming. We don't have staff prayer. Uh-oh. Well, we got the word around, and I think most of you got the word, there's no staff prayer. So when I announce meetings from now on, you're going to look at me and say, he probably doesn't mean it. He doesn't know what he's talking about. There is a morning of prayer today. And if I'm wrong, say now or forever hold your peace. There is a morning of prayer. Okay, so after the meeting this morning, if anybody would like to, and you could, join us in the prayer room that's back here to my left. Just come on in there whenever you can. If you need to go back to your room, I understand. If you want to join us then 2 minutes later, I get that. Or if you can stay for an hour, whatever. Okay, but there is prayer meeting. Anybody who wants to staff, don't tell your head counselor or head boss or whoever, I'm going to prayer meeting. You know, you're going to the kitchen or where you're supposed to be. But others that are off or that are free guests, come and join us for prayer. Okay, then just going forward so that you might know if it matters to any of you, I would like to have a ping pong and a shuffleboard tournament for the guests. Unfortunately, including staff in that, and they like to be included, but there are just too many, and we spend all day, and it could be every day, if we're trying to get to the end of the tournament. So just for the guests that are here, if you want to hone your ping pong skills, because we'd like to have that tournament tomorrow morning after the morning meeting, the morning worship. We'll have ping pong down in the, and there's a hefty prize for those of you that might be the winners. I won't disclose what that is because I don't know what it is yet. But we'll have some award for you, okay? Ping pong tomorrow, ping pong. And then Friday, shuffleboard. And so if you want to practice and see if you still have enough strength to get the disc to the other side, it's not like the shuffleboard court in your community. You got to push a lot harder with this one. This is work. Exercise, but it's good. So keep those in mind Thursday and Friday morning. And then weather permitting and Lord willing and Brother Tom willing, we might have a fire and a beach service on Thursday evening. That would be tomorrow night. Okay, so just so that if it matters to some of you, so that you know what we at least have planned, and that's, of course, weather permitting.